Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two here on Thursday morning. And, you know, that's U2's beautiful day. And it is a beautiful day today, even though it's raining, even though it's a little cold and it's still dark outside. It is a beautiful day because the donations are rolling in here for our mini miracle family as we are trying to help 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan. Scarlett, who has soft cleft palate, which is different. Then, you know, and Casey and I learned about this as we were talking with Victoria and with Megan, the mom. We learned that there's a thing called soft cleft palate. You know, obviously, people think of that. They think of the folks that have the issue. You know, you see the they have it corrected and then they have the scar on their lip. You know, that
it
kind
almost,
of.
I think originally it almost looks like a hole in the lip, or is it like almost in the gum? But not that.
It's not that. It's actually inside the roof of her mouth is the issue, but there can be a surgery to correct it. And the plan is for Scarlett to have that surgery and to be able to correct it. The problem is she has to gain weight before the surgery, and it's so hard for her to be able to be fed. And we're trying to help with that, amongst other things, the visits to Boston, just the challenges of being a single mom trying to raise a child that has, you know, a particular set of needs that requires 24-hour-a-day attention and care. So we are here taking your donations for the family. You can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can hear the audio there as well. You can share that around. If you can't donate, if you don't have any, and as we said before, any bit helps. But if you don't have anything to donate, you can still help just by going to Facebook and sharing that story with your Facebook audience. And then maybe somebody in your network of people can help and make a difference, or they share it. And then it just keeps growing. And then more people are aware of what's going on with this family. We've seen that happen. We've seen these stories become viral stories here on the South Coast, trying to help these families. And you can get all the information on how to donate there. But the easiest way to do it this morning is you can call into us. 508-996-0500. Victoria Grisella is here from the United Way. She's going to take your donations. We won't take your financial information over the air, I promise. We will take that in the other room. But, you know, you can choose whether or not you want to come on the air and say anything about your donation. And really, the important thing here is that we can make this family's life better. And since I've been here full time for the last few years and been involved in this program and seeing these families come in, my mind has been completely changed about what these, because, you know, I always thought to myself, it's nice that these donations come in and it helps these folks out. It helps them get through the struggles that they're having. But then what I didn't realize was just how much, and Victoria, you can kind of speak to this, just how much these families are then inspired themselves to go and help other people.
They are. I mean, we've had families that will call in for future stories, and they're, you know, saying, hey, I want to give back to people who might have given to me before. You know, we've interviewed families for both Mini Miracle and Holiday Wish who were like, you know, I've listened to this every year and I've donated, and now here I am, you know, in a similar situation that I didn't expect, and now the listeners are helping me. And so we do see it year after year that they're giving back. We have some of our families have volunteered with us. So we're seeing them come out in different ways.
And you can also, you know, attest to the fact that the money that has been raised over the years has helped these families. Because as you said, the United Way kind of administers how this money is utilized by the families. But you also keep in touch with them well after all of the donation money has been used up. And you keep track of what goes on with the progress with these families.
We do. We talk to them all the time. I talk to some of these families all throughout the year, you know, for years since they've even been on air with us. And, you know, keeping track of how they've grown and like to see these some of these kids grow up is kind of... It's exciting but scary for us because it's like, wow, really, we've been doing this that long?
I think that it's filling a part of your heart that you didn't even know needed like a boost. You know, like it's you're seeing this is the impact that your generosity had years later. And you're seeing these families, not just the child themselves grow, but the families are growing. Some of them have had other children since we, you know, sponsored a family in years past. Or, you know, some of them are saying, hey, here's how we decided to, you know, spin off and do another give back program on our own. And I think that this has been such a great program. And we've loved watching the community rally behind the local family. Because here's the thing. Yes, sure, there are other programs out there that you could donate to, and I'm sure your dollars are going to do great and wondrous things for local kids and families. But this is a family that someone, one of our listeners actually knows this family. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't just,
right.
This isn't just a random abstract idea. This is Scarlett and Megan, and they are in our backyard, and they're doing the best they can, but they just need a little help. And you're going to see the impact that your generosity has on their life. I cannot wait to see this little girl gain the weight that she needs to gain, get the surgery, hopefully in a month's time, and then for us to check in 6 months from now to see how much better she's doing.
You're going to be, because they're a New Bedford family, you're going to be shopping in Market Basket one day.
You're going to see that smile.
You're going to know right away because you're going to say, I can't mistake that smile. I saw it on WBSM.com or on WBSM's Facebook or Instagram. And Scarlett's going to become a little celebrity around the city. I'm pretty sure.
She's already a secretary in Boston. So, I mean, it's only a matter of time.
So because we have, you know, a new audience comes in at 7 o'clock, new people are starting to wake up and tune in. I want to play the audio with Megan again, where she explains everything going on with Scarlett. And if you did already hear this at 6 a.m., then that means this is the perfect time for you to call in and make your donation at 508-996-0500, because we'll be able to take those calls. And for people who haven't heard the story yet, you'll get a chance to hear it firsthand. And then you can call in and make a donation afterward. But I'm going to play that for you right now so you can hear, really, you know, we can talk about it all we want, but when you hear Megan talk about it, you're going to run kind of a little bit of an emotional gamut, because you're going to say at first, wow, I feel so bad because she just sounds exhausted. She sounds like a mom that needs a break. She needs help. But then at the end of it, you say, but I'm so inspired because they're so strong and they're not letting this hold them back. And so get ready.
So true.
Get ready for that emotional roller coaster. Even a stone-hearted jerk like me, you know, my heart melted when I heard this story. So we're going to play that for you right now. And if you want to make a donation while you're listening, 508-996-0500. All right. Well, Megan, thank you for joining us and for sharing the story of yourself and your daughter, Scarlett. Tell us a little bit about Scarlett.
She is 7 months now. She's doing so much. She has a soft cleft palate. And basically, that's where, like, they have a hole at the top of their mouth. So we didn't know until she was born. We were in the NIC unit for a month, and they couldn't figure out what was going on, why she couldn't eat. And thank God we had a wicked good nurse, and she actually found it and figured it all out and got her eaten. And she has a special bottle. She has a pigeon bottle that helps her eat, that basically just like is a lot easier for her to suck on. So we're going to be getting ready for surgery in January. And so we've basically been in and out of the hospital for her because she has a slow weight gain for it, just because she takes a lot longer to eat. She takes a good like hour to eat, so that burns calories. So it's definitely been like a struggle in and out of the hospitals, back and forth, because I always just stay right with her. We've never been separated, and I just do everything with her for feeding and stuff. But she's an awesome baby. She's so good, always so happy. Everyone loves her. She's healthy. all around everything else. And she really is just like the light. Every room she goes in, anywhere, everyone just loves her. She's so happy and always smiling.
So with soft cleft palate, can you kind of describe that? Because I think people might have a misconception of what that means. They picture cleft palate and they think of the folks.
The lip.
Yeah, that have the issue with the lip, yeah.
Yeah, so there's soft cleft palate and then the lip one. She doesn't have the lip one. It's in your, it's so basically like the back of your throat, the hole right there. So it's basically like longer where it's on the top of your palate open, like an open hole. So she has issues where like if she's eaten, milk will come out of her nose, or food will come out of her nose. Babies will like choke, aspirate, and stuff. She has a lot. She does. She's like real strong. This one, she was determined to eat on her own. She hated the tube. We had a feeding tube. She literally holds the record at the Charlton for ripping it out 5 times. Like she would not. Yeah, she would not keep that in for the life of her. So yeah, that's basically what it is. It's not like from anything. It's just kind of a random thing that just happens.
So you mentioned that it was a random thing. Does that mean that it's kind of on the rarer side? I don't know how common it is for kids to be born with a soft cleft palate.
So you wouldn't think it's as common, but it actually is. Like, you just don't hear about it as much, because we were just at Boston's and I met like 5 mothers up there. They were all getting the surgeries done. And that's why I learned a lot more about it. It's definitely not as common, like hearing about it and doctors dealing with it. I feel like it's more like the pick of the doctors that will deal with it. Cause like I've had to switch doctors now to get one that was more educated on it.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you just, I feel like you just don't hear about it as much. Like I didn't know either until I like joined the Facebook groups and really started researching more myself, because it's not like that. It's common, but it's not common. Like, not, I feel like it's just not talked about, you know, like one of those things. Because, like, even in the hospital, when I was at Fall River, they didn't even know about the pigeon bottle. And that's, like, specifically made for babies for the cleft palate.
Oh, I'm glad that you found that. That sounds like it's a really good lifeline for you.
Yeah, yeah, it really was. And it's been such a big help.
And you talked about the struggles with being able to have Scarlett gain weight as a result of this, but it also causes other issues as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the other issues that can result from the soft cleft palate?
It could be speech, hearing. She has middle hearing loss, like as of right now, but the testing's kind of like iffy for it because she's so young and a baby. So they like don't say 100% about it, but for her surgery, she's going to be getting tubes. They'll move the muscles and the bones around up in there, put them in place, and basically stitch her up. She'll have tubes and we'll go from there. And usually it's like a night at the hospital. They should be able to eat right away. The other mothers I met up there and babies were doing so good. A lot of them, they just say it's like literally just an overnight change, and it's just completely all better.
Wow, like, that sounds all better. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's a nice relief to know that it's just like a couple hours that she won't be feeling great, and that it'll be nice and quick for recovery too. I'm hoping is quick.
Yeah, I am too. I think she will be, and we're known up there anyways and stuff, and pretty like ready for it. We're just still trying to get her up to like the weight. Like they want her more like a consistency of weight gain. Okay. So we've just been slow with the weight gain and like non-consistent. Like a baby should gain about 25 to 30 grams a night. So she's gaining probably about like 5 grams a night.
Wow. So I think there is a little bit of a catch-22 there, isn't there? Mm-hmm. So she needs to gain weight to have the surgery that's going to help her with feeding. But feeding is hard right now because of this situation. So it's just how hard must that be for you to kind of work through this?
It is. It's wicked hard. It really is. It's so hard, especially coming home from the hospital at first, too, just because you have to watch them 24/7, too, just because, you know, they're a baby. Just like anyone, you know, if they get sick, throw up, anything, her nose is blocked. Like, you know, you're going to be able to roll them over, get ready for it. So I'm like, wow. I'm definitely a pro now on it, where other people, like, they look and freak out, you know, and I'm just like, nope, it's good.
It doesn't faze you as much anymore.
No, not at all, no.
So how much support do you that you have Scarlett at home? Do you have anyone who helps you take care of with all the medical needs?
We just have like the Mass Health right now, but that's it really. Like, we're getting ready for that. So I don't know what, you know, to be like, what we're really going to need afterwards. Like, I've gotten the gist of it a little bit because they don't know until like it's done.
Yeah.
You know, like how good it will go for her.
But right, it sounds like right now it's you doing, you know, a bulk of all of her care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Like, even the bottles, the pigeon bottles, they're $30 alone each.
And so, you know, it sounds like this is something where it's a challenge that both of you are ready to face and that you're ready to take this on no matter what. But you just need a little bit of help being able to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely that. And then just like keeping my apartment and stuff too. And then in and out of the hospital. Cause like it's really one person feeding her. Like, it's me feeding her, you know, like, it's like a lot of people get like scared of it, you know, cause of like the choking, and you got to feed her a certain way, sit her up, burp her, make sure she's not choking or anything. So it's like a lot of other people don't even, you know, they don't even want to try, you know, like, we have like family, her grandparents and stuff, but I feel like people still just get nervous about it.
And listen, when you're a mom and you have a kid that has challenges, you know, you want to be the one there helping them all the time. You don't want to be trying to pass that off to someone else.
No. Yeah, no. And I've been doing this with her since she was born. So literally in the NIC unit, everything.
So with everything going on with Scarlett, forgive me, I think I read this. So is it possible for her to even attend childcare, or no? Because of what you talked about with so many medical needs, she's too much of a liability to have present.
Yeah, she's too much of a liability. Yeah, and so choking and all that. You know.
Scarlett relies 100% on you, Mom. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing good with it. I'm definitely doing good with it. It was a challenge, I think, at first, but I have a really good, like, her specialist, her speech, her nutrition. The doctors at Boston are, like, amazing. They've all been so good. So, like, them teaching me more of, like, techniques for it and stuff, and then just the real, you know, sleep when your baby sleeps is definitely a huge thing. I take full advantage. Yeah, I take full advantage of that, sleep when she sleeps, and get us on a routine, and she's really good too. I'm definitely lucky with that. She's definitely a good baby. Like, she only cries, you know, if needed, diaper change, hungry. But everyone says it too. They can't believe how good the nurses love her. Everyone just loves her. They just can't believe how good she is. And just, she just likes hanging out with everyone.
So Megan, how often are you going up to Boston for medical appointments?
Once a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Once a week. We were just there for 2 weeks, but I had to switch her doctor because the doctor we did have definitely wasn't into the whole cleft palate thing. And I feel like it was just kind of like shoving me off on it. Like, I wanted to switch her formula because I kept telling her, like, she's not liking this formula. She's obviously not gaining weight. She wanted me just to keep upping the calories, more and more formula. And I'm like, I can't do that. She's getting constipated. And now I have more formula coming out of her nose than ever. So we got admitted to Boston for it to see what was going on. And this poor girl got every test ran on her, you can imagine, literally from x-rays, her brain, everything. And they literally came to terms with, it was just the formula, really. So we just switched her formula, and she's been doing a little better, but it's just, she has her good days and bad days. But we have a new doctor too. And so I'm excited for them to see, you know, make it a little bit easier on her. Because that's my most thing, is just her life a little more easier.
Absolutely. Megan, you mentioned that you switched the formula. Do you, can you say what the name of the formula is and how much that is?
We use the Similac Sensitive now, and it's about 37 to 50 a can.
So how often are you going through that?
Huh?
How often are you going through that?
A can every 2 days.
Wow. And that's the powder or the liquid?
Yeah, the powder. Yeah, the one originally we wanted was the Similac 360, and that one is, like, impossible to get. It's so hard to get.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they did this as a backup right now.
And then, as you mentioned, the pigeon bottles being the key to being able to feed her, and I'm sure those are pretty pricey as well.
Yeah, those are $30 each. Literally, and we have three of them. We have three bottles, thank God.
So you're probably washing bottles all day
long. Yeah,
so either, so you mentioned, you know, it takes Scarlett an hour for a single feeding. And how often is she feeding where she's underweight or slow to gain? Is it every 2 hours?
Every 3 hours. So she needs at least 8 bottles a day. And they're 3 to 4 ounces each. And it's, every 2 or 3 hours.
So you're doing a lot of dishes.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then her eating, introducing food to her too. And she's teething too. And so like when stuff's coming out of her nose, I'm constantly changing her and bibs and like,
How is she doing starting solids? I know that's a very daunting thing for any mom, but especially you, I'm sure, where you have the soft palate to deal with.
Yeah. When stuff goes up there, it's like, she's doing good at it. I think this last time at Boston's, I actually met a couple really good moms up there that pointed me definitely in like a better direction with the food of making it a lot thicker. So we've been doing that and she's been doing better. But like I said, she has her good days and bad days. She loves eating, you know, she wants to eat.
Oh, that's
feel
great.
So bad.
What's her favorite? Are we liking bananas, puree?
She loves
what is it?
The sweet potato. She's so into the sweet.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, she's loving the sweet potato right now.
Yummy.
She had some sweet potato pie, too. I mushed up for Thanksgiving,
aww,
so she went crazy for that. She loves her yogurt.
What are some other things that could help you with caring for Scarlett?
Getting ready for Christmas has definitely been, like, difficult. We signed up for a couple things, so I'm waiting to hear from those to see.
And I'm sure, you know, with the potential for hearing issues, there's probably some specific toys you'd like to be able to give her for Christmas.
The hearing, for toys, the stuff to help her along with that, toys to hear. She's going to be starting walking soon, so I've been trying to figure out, like, a walker, the one that walks with the wheels.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific toys that you would be looking at to help with her hearing? I don't know what they make for something
I don't know either yet for that. We've still been, you know, like I'm still jumping into that too.
Okay.
I just started like looking in, but I know people were saying like the sensory toys that you can like touch, the feeling.
Does she like books?
Yeah, she does. She loves the books. Yeah, she does love books. Boston has a video of her literally flipping the pages because she's very hands-on and like she's not your typical 7-month-old. She likes being up. Literally up. Everyone always called her a little secretary because she's a little tablet. Yeah. She's a little tablet.
Scarlett the secretary.
So is she using the tablet to, you know, to do educational stuff? And great.
Learning to talk. She wants to talk so bad. Blabbing
they
already.
All do. That's awesome.
She's so good, though. She is. Everyone loves her. And I'm like, not just saying it, but she is. She loves everyone. She loves making everyone smile, laugh. That's all she did in Boston's, in the hospitals. Everyone knows her, literally.
How is she sleeping?
She sleeps actually really good. She does sleep really good.
I'm a little jealous. I have a 14-month-old who is not a good sleeper. So I'm a little jealous that she's a good sleeper.
Yeah, she is a good sleeper. Besides just start like the real, she already has 2 teeth, but these next tooth she has coming in has been horrible. So she's been doing that.
Tough.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Especially with her with the drooling. It's like everything's double on her. You know, like all the everything's double that hits her.
The drooling is tough. But is there a specific teether that she should be using where she has the soft cleft palate to be concerned about?
No, not really.
She can use anything?
She can use, anything with that. We do like the freezer pops, where you make like your own pops. I do those for her. She loves her toothbrush. A nurse gave her a toothbrush up there and she's been like literally going to bed with it, everything. She loves her toothbrush.
It's like a lovey. It's so cute. I know that I asked how she's sleeping. So is it, she has a crib that she's set up with or is she staying with you? I know that she's a concern for aspiration.
So I have it's like the playpen that comes down, it like attaches onto my bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so she's right, because I have to, like, really keep an eye. Even after she eats, I got to watch her for 45 minutes and make sure, you know, nothing comes back up. I sit up with her. She's got to sit up just in case if she throws up or anything or her nose, you know, comes out of her nose, it doesn't get clogged up. Like, Yeah, like I have the suction things for her everywhere, so like her grandmother's, yeah.
You stay vigilant at night to keep an eye on
her. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sleeping, yeah. Like I said, I sleep when she sleeps, but I feel like it's more, she keeps me going. Just the worry and, you know, and her, she definitely keeps me going. Because everyone says that, too. They're like, you know, you look so good. And I'm like, she keeps me going. Her and coffee.
Preach.
Yeah, definitely. Coffee, yeah.
Well, Megan, I think that we have a good amount of information to go off of. And we just appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
No, thank you. This is on getting it out there, too. Like we said, it's not talked about, the quest to hell it.
Yeah, and I think that's really important too. So that way, they, you know, the other parents that may have this the same kind of issue at some point, they know there's other people out there doing this too. And so, you know, it's awesome to know that there's Facebook groups about it. And we really thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, no, thank you guys.
All right. So there you had Megan telling the story of, what she's dealing with Scarlett. And as that was going on, we had some donations coming in. We want to thank Dave. Dave made a $50 donation to help Scarlett. Thank you for that, Dave. And don't forget, too, that you can, you don't even have to let us know if you don't want to. You can just donate. We don't have to give you any credit. Like the folks who came by and said, two different people came by and dropped off cash and said, I don't even want you to say my name on the air. But I'm going to say thank you to them. We got a $50 donation from one person and a $200 donation from someone else.
Yeah, it's incredible that people are already showing so much support for Megan and Scarlett. I mean, there's just so much that will go into her care, and this money will make such a big difference, whether it's buying that formula or traveling to Boston and covering the gas costs. Every little bit helps. It doesn't even, you know, every donation helps, whether it was Dr. Souza with $1,000 or somebody who maybe is texting in $5 to $10. Like, every little bit helps. So please, please, please help us out.
And I think that one of the parts of being able to donate in all these different ways is it can be whatever works for you. So today we're collecting these donations because it's our mini miracle day, but maybe, you know, tomorrow is the day you're going to get paid and you'd be able to make a donation then, but not today. Well, that's why you can mail in a check to the United Way, or you can still text. That text line is going to be active beyond today. It's not just a today only thing. So you'll be able to make that. It is an important thing to note, though, that when you do make these donations, and you can read more about this at WBSM.com and on the app, we have all that info there. But when you are texting or when you are going online to make your payment, you're going to get when you text, you get a link. And when you go to the link to donate, it's going to ask you to specify who you want to donate to. And you want to make sure that you mention that it's for the Mini Miracle family. So I don't know, Victoria, if you want to give people an idea of what that looks like when they actually click on the link.
Yeah, it's so easy. Once you go to the link and put in, you know, how much you're going to donate, your personal information. So that way we do want to send you a thank you letter. So you have that as well, knowing that the donation is going to help this family. And then what you would do is there is a drop down and you're going to select Mini Miracle Family right on that drop down list.
So that way there, you know, it'll go directly to helping Scarlett. And again, all that information is at WBSM.com and on the app. And I don't want anybody to say to me today, I went to the website and I couldn't find the story. I went to the app and I couldn't find the story. I went to your Facebook page. I couldn't find the story. You cannot miss that smile when you go there, when you see Scarlett's bright beaming face. And we're going to keep that up there all day long. And it's going to stay up there on our website throughout the course of this month so that you can continue to make donations to Scarlett and Megan and to help out. But of course, you can call in today at 508-996-0500. And be able to make those donations. We talked about, you know, kind of some of the dollars. So you might be thinking to yourself, I'm going to donate this dollar amount. And what happens all the time when you hear people call in is you might hear somebody call in and say, I can only make a $50 donation. But you don't realize what that $50 is doing for this family. You know, that is huge. And as we've learned, that's one can of formula.
One can of formula that gets her through 2 days.
With this special formula. But it's still good because we need it. I'm going to take this call right here. And then, Casey, if it's somebody that wants to donate, we can have you take their info after the fact. But let me just put them on the air here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. My daughter was a organ donor. And the reason I'm saying this is because her gift was received by two children that had cleft palates. So there's different ways to donate.
Absolutely, yeah.
I was so proud of it. Yeah, she was sickly with something different, but as this lady is going through, that was us 30, 40 years ago, and we did it for 30 years. So
that's amazing.
Good luck. And she will be a gift of all the donuts. You know, they go to everything, but my daughter Megan's went to two little children with cleft palates.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss, but that's such an amazing, amazing story. Thank you for sharing.
Well, I just want people to think it forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Right. Have a great day.
Yep, bye.
And 508-996-0500 is a number. I mean, I never even thought that that was something that would get donated. But maybe that's how they're going to be able to help with the surgery. I know Megan talked about that. What they'll do is they'll kind of close that gap for Scarlett and take care of that basically that hole that's in her upper palate. And that, think about that. Think about how many times, you know, not to get gross as people are having breakfast, but think about how many times, you know, you might have been eating or drinking something and it comes out your nose. That's because that's how that works. And now imagine having a hole at the top, and that's the potential to have that happen every single time you put something in your mouth. And the potential for choking on that is high. That's what Megan goes through every time she feeds Scarlett. And that's what she's dealing with. And people are being able to help with that today just with buying this special formula and buying these special bottles with some of the money that's donated is going to be able to give her that peace of mind of knowing, okay, not only can I sit down and feed my daughter and not worry about what's going to happen as she's feeding, but now one of my family members can feel comfortable helping me feed my daughter, so I don't have to be the one to do it every single time. So this is just some of the ways that we are able to help. And if you want to do that, 508-996-0500. If you want to be able to donate online or via text, you can text wishes24 to 26989. So open up your phone, hit your text option. And when you go to type in the phone number, because some of you might have never texted a special number before. You're only used to texting somebody in your contacts list or typing in a phone number. All you do is you just type in 26989, like as if that was the phone number you were texting. And then in the subject of the text, put wishes24. And that will send you the link. And then you just make your donation and you select Mini Miracle in the drop-down menu. There's also information there if you want to mail in a check to the United Way. You can also make a donation online. You can even come down here this morning and drop off a check and drop off cash. Aiden, the intern over at Fun 107, is going to help us out answering the door so he can take down your information. If you don't want to give any information, that's fine too. But he'll take down your information. As Victoria said, they want to be able to send you a thank you card. That's why we're asking. If you want to put that information down so they can send you a card, but you don't want us to say your name on the air, you can easily just tell Aiden that and we'll make sure that that's the case. But whatever you can do to help, we want to help as much as we can. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will we'll take more of your calls. 508-996-0500 as it's our special mini miracle day here on WBSM. Welcome back in. It is our mini miracle broadcast for 2024. We are helping Scarlett, a 7-month-old with soft cleft palate, which also not only leads to feeding issues, but leads to hearing issues as well. And she can have surgery to replace it, which should even help some of those hearing issues. But she has to gain weight before she can have that surgery. So we're trying to help with all of that. And we're taking your calls, 508-996-0500. We've got somebody on the line here. So let me just go to that. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Matt Shondek, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union.
Hello.
And I was listening about for Scarlett's story from her mother, and it touches everyone in the area that BSM and the Mini Miracle is doing such a great job to support this cause.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the important thing is, you know, we're part of the community. And just like, obviously, you know that too, being at Fall River Municipal Credit Union, you know, being connected into the community and being able to be there for people is the most rewarding part of what we do.
Yeah, and it's so important to us. We're going to be celebrating 95 years of serving people next year in 2025, and being part of the community and giving back is always important. So we'll be making a pledge of $250, and I encourage all those businesses out there and everyone out there to help, match that, or that are supported by this great community out here, to give to the Mini Miracle and WBSM's cause today.
Thank you so much. That's amazing. And thank you for, being part of that community. And 95 years is pretty impressive. So, and I know you'll be around for another 95 for all the work that you do in the community.
So, and we're proud to be part of it. And good luck with your Mini Miracle day today. And everyone out there, open up your wallets, just because it's a really great cause.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and to everybody over at FRMCU.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I know how tough it was to me. I was disabled, so I know giving back is a special thing. So I'd like to pledge $100.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you hang on for a moment, and I'll put you on hold, and they can get you all your information?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to do that right now. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
I'm going to put you on hold, and what I'll do is I'll take a break, Casey, if you want to go in there, and you and Victoria can grab all of his information. We'll be back. Before I take that break, though, let me just tell you really quickly. I know you're looking out the window today and thinking the last thing you're thinking about today is the sun, because you're not going to see the sun all day today. But solar is an important thing for not only viability for our own energy needs going forward, but also for your own wallet. Because you can make the investment of going solar and have that pay off for you by spending less money on your electric bills down the line and even getting paid by the electric company later on. How does it all work? Isaacson Solar can give you all of that information. So all you have to do to find out more is go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment. They can come out to your home. They can take a look at your property, and they can see if solar is a good fit for you in a spot somewhere in your property. And it can be something like installing a carport where you can not only park your car and protect it from elements on a day like today, but it also could have up to 40 panels that would produce over 20,000 kilowatts of energy a year while protecting your car. Or they can set up a solar pavilion in your yard that'll give you a nice outdoor space to enjoy while also collecting solar energy. Those are just some of the projects they can do. You can see more of their projects at the Isaacson Solar Facebook page, but you want to go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, set up that appointment, and they can talk to you about whether or not going solar is right for you. And then if it is, they'll give you a free no obligation quote, and you can still talk it over with your family before you make the final decision. So again, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. It is our special Mini Miracle broadcast here today. We are sharing the story of 7-month-old Scarlett, who is dealing with soft cleft palate, which unlike, the cleft palate you might be used to, this is a little different. This is basically a hole in the top palate of the mouth that makes it very hard for Scarlett to feed. And that means that she can't gain enough weight to have the surgery she needs to correct her soft palate. And as I've been saying all week, when it comes to Mini Miracle families and working with the United Way, we always try to find a family that we can have be someone who can be, has a goal that's achievable, that has some kind of concrete results that can come as a result of the work that we do in raising that money. And this is certainly one of those cases where we're going to be able to, as Casey mentioned before, 6 months down the line, check in with Megan and realize how much better Scarlett is doing because of the donations that all of you are making today. Because of donations that we're getting from not only, local businesses like Sousa Family Orthodontics and Fall River Municipal Credit Union, but from all of the individuals that are calling in and donating or texting in and donating. or stopping by and dropping off checks or cash, you're going to make all the difference in taking care of not only making sure that this surgery can happen, but also all of the expenses that are happening around just everyday life, which this challenge gets in the way of, because Megan has to spend all of her time caring for Scarlett. There is no one else that can help her because of the dedication, time, and attention that Scarlett requires. Not only, I'm sure, Megan has some, you know, concerns and worries and anxiety about having other people in charge of making sure these things don't happen, but also just because people don't feel comfortable. They don't want to, you know, they're nervous about what happens if they feed Scarlett and she starts aspirating and everything starts coming out of her nose and starts choking. They don't know what to do like her mom already does, because she's been dealing with it every day for 7 months. And we're going to be able to make all of that go away. But in the meantime, the bills are still coming in. The rent is still due. They're having car troubles and they have to go to Boston at least once a week for Scarlett's appointments. And now they're dealing with that. So there's so many things that just kind of come as a result of this that you don't even think about. You know, you're worried about the problems, you're worried about the challenges, you're worried about making sure you can meet Scarlett's needs every day, and you're not even thinking about the fact that, oh yeah, I've got to pay the rent. Or now the car is broken on top of everything else. So that's what these donations are going to help with as well. And it's not a matter of, you know, that these donations just get turned over to the family. It's a matter of the United Way is there to help them with this. So it's not only taking off the financial stress, it's just taking away the remembering to take care of it stress when you've got everything else going on. They'll pay the rent. They'll make the car payment. They'll make the repair payment. They'll take care of all of that so that you can just do what you need to do, Megan, and take care of Scarlett. And because of the generosity of the WBSM listeners and the hard work of the United Way, you don't have to think about anything else. Got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, I think we've got some more folks that might be calling in to make some donations. You still can. 508-996-0500. All right. We are broadcasting today our special mini miracle edition of the show, where we are raising money for 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan. Scarlett suffering from soft cleft palate. And I shouldn't use the word suffering. Just facing the challenge of soft cleft palate. Because
ooh, I like how you reframe that.
She is a happy baby.
She really is.
And you can see that big smile at WBSM.com and on the app and on the Facebook page and on our Instagram. And we want to thank Skeddy for calling in and making a donation.
She was fantastic. So, Skeddy, thank you so much for your very generous donation of $150 to Scarlett and her mom, Megan. We know that those dollars are going to go far. And like we keep mentioning on air this morning, no donation is too small. If all you can offer is $5, $10, $15, and you don't even have to call in, you could do a text to give or online or whatever. But if that's all you can donate, I really need you to understand that you are still making a difference. And we really do appreciate any help that you are able to offer Scarlett and her mom.
And, you know, we haven't mentioned this, but Megan is someone who was already volunteering with different organizations before she was the one that needed help. You know, we read up on her and we saw that she'd been working with United Way and PACE and organizations like that. And also runs a Facebook group for moms that have babies that have cleft palates. So like she's already trying to give back. I can only imagine how much more she'll be able to give back when she has, you know, time to do it now because we're taking care of these issues.
It is funny how she said, you know, it's not that it's not common. It's just not really talked about. And, you know, you have to find the doctors that are specialized in this type of procedure and this type of birth defect. And I think that until you're in it, you don't really know about it. You're not really aware of it. And that's what she had to face it. She had to do her own research and learn about it and figure out that's how she came across the specialized bottles that were going to be the most effective for her daughter's feedings to gain the weight. So until you're in it, you just don't know the challenges that you face. And that's what we're trying to bring awareness today.